everyone, welcome to an all-new Dubstock presented by Wendy's Breakfast, now with a free drink with any breakfast sandwich purchase. I'm Grant Lifman alongside Warriors insider Monty Poole. Monty, I don't even want to talk about the destruction that was Game 7. My goodness, Dallas just laid a haymaker on the Suns, because if we talk about that too much, then it's too much about the Suns. I want to focus on the Western Conference Finals, Monty. What is your first thought when you think about when Dallas is going to play Golden State?
That this Dallas team is different from any other Dallas team I've ever seen. Going back to Don Nelson as the coach, Avery Johnson, Rick Carlisle, this team defends very well, at times spectacularly. Sean Sweeney, who was the top assistant for Jason Kidd there, is a defensive savant. And I know he's up for a couple of head coaching positions. I mean, if I'm him, this first half of Game 7, here's my resume, boss. Here's my resume. Now, any questions you got, I'll take, but there's my resume. In which, to me, you think Dallas, the first thing you always think about is Luka. How will the Warriors contain, control, slow Luka? But the Dallas defense gives you another element, because even if you slow and control Luka a little bit, you still got to score. And in the past, against the Mavericks, that usually has not been much of an issue. It is now. And you saw what they did to the best team in the NBA, a team that, by the way, the Mavericks lost to three times in the regular season. They were 0-3 against the Suns in the regular season. But as the Warriors showed you, 1-3 against Denver, 1-3 against Memphis. Regular season, postseason, different beast.
I'm glad you brought that up. Because the 1-3, people are going to point to that. And sometimes you can take away from that. You know, there's certain things you can glean from that sometimes. But as much as everyone, and this I completely agree, as much as everyone's going to focus on containing Luka, I'm more concerned about the Warriors' offense against the Dallas defense. I do think the Warriors actually have a good grasp on, I'm not saying that they can just shut down Luka. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying when Draymond Green is your secondary guy, that's what needs to be done to, you know, fend off Luka. The guy on the point of attack, the guy that is probably Wiggins, that'll be the guy guarding him. He does a good job, and he can make him uncomfortable and slow him down a little bit. But it's really the guy controlling the back end of the defense that will be the quarterback to kind of figure out Luka, right? To when to send a double team, when the kick out happens and all that stuff. So Draymond's really good at that. And Draymond has said multiple times, he actually was never afraid of the Rockets sometimes offense, because he says when you know what they're going to do and who they're going to go to, it helps you focus a little bit more and not think about all the different variations out there, right? That's what he said in the playoffs. It's like that. Regular season, it's hard. But in the playoffs, you get to really focus and lock in on exactly what you want to do. Again, let me put this out there. Luka's incredible, and Dallas will still score, but there's that. But you're right, Monty. We talk about what is the biggest Achilles heel to the Warriors defensively when a team defends them. Switchability, length, and wings. And that's pretty much all Dallas is, right? And so as long as they're locked in and on a string, it's going to be difficult to just get constant wide open shots or do all the movement you do or find the one matchup. And sure, you could go after Luka every single time, but the Suns tried that. The Suns tried that.
You should do that when you can. Yeah.
Right. But I'm completely with you, Monty. Do you also assume that it's mostly going to be Wiggins on Luka? Who else would it be?
Yeah, I do. I think it'll start with Wiggins. I think others will get a turn. You know, JK has six fouls to give. You know, I think he'll get a shot, you know, just to see whether he can use his strength. I mean, he's got the length and the strength to try and deal with you. Luka's a big dude. And so he's 6'7", about 235. So he's a load. And so, I mean, Wiggins, JK is heavier than Wiggins is. And so they're both of similar height to Luka, but I would think Wiggins, because he's been around and, you know, he's used to the role of being the guy that takes the top guy on the other team, would be the first guy. And then you look at JK. But, you know, if you saw that against the Suns, what the Mavericks did a lot was they would rub until they found the right. They want the right. I want to get Chris Paul. That seemed to be Luka's mindset, you know, and Jason Kidd kind of said that, you know, that we want to make Chris Paul play defense. They knew how old Chris was, and they knew that he played a lot of minutes in the regular season, something Monty Williams said kind of regretfully that maybe he ran him too hard in the regular season, which I think he did. But if you're the Warriors, you want to be able to defend him in multiple ways, but I think mainly it's going to be Wiggins. But you ask Steve Kerr, he's going to say the same thing he always says about stars. It's going to take the entire team.
Yep.
You know, one guy may get the assignment, but it's going to take the entire team working together to get it done.
One guy that could really help the Warriors is Otto Porter Jr. And the Warriors, Steve Kerr said it, they're hopeful that Porter would come back for the series. It's a long shot, Steve Kerr said about Gary Payton II. He didn't rule him out. But Monty, I think you and I agree. It'd be more like if he can come back for the finals, that would be still an impressive return. But I do not expect GP2 back this series, Monty, right?
No, I don't think so. I mean, yeah, Steve did not say rule him out. He basically said that it's possible, but it's a long shot. But yeah, I think if the Warriors somehow get past the Mavericks, that there's a good chance they'll be ready in the finals because, you know, initially they said 3 to 5 weeks.
Yeah.
And by the time you get to the finals, it will be a little over, it'll be more like 4 weeks almost. So I think you're in the zone where you can possibly look at playing him. He says he's feeling better. And just, you know, waiting out the time to, GP2 said this, waiting out the time to get to the point where he can actually start doing basketball teams. Meanwhile, he's brushing his teeth right-handed.
Yeah, seriously.
You know, it's a different lifestyle when your prime hand is taken away. You got to wash your face differently. You got to wash your hair differently. You got to wash your body differently. Everything changes.
People forget about, like, yes, basketball is different, but your whole life is just like anyone else. If you injured yourself, imagine not having your right hand or your left hand, whatever. Yeah. But, you know, yes, the Warriors, and this is a key part that happened with Dallas winning. The Warriors, no matter what, the rest of the way, this series or even the finals, have home court advantage now. That is theirs. Both games will always start at Chase Center if this series and if they go on to next series. But as we saw the Dallas Mavericks just do, they were the road underdogs and they lost the first two games in Phoenix and then won 4 of 5 to win it all. So just remember, this is why people say take it game by game. Because do not get too ahead of yourself if you're like, oh, it's 2-0 Warriors, you know? Just everyone is saying, Suns in 4. Well, look what just happened. So the point is you just go game by game and you just try to win that first one. And just remember, Dallas, all they care about is winning one of those two, right, in the Bay Area. That's what they're going to try to do. It's just going to be a matter of who can execute the best. And Dallas, if you watch the series against the Suns, they are capable of forcing turnovers. They get their hands in passing lanes. Dorian Finney-Smith, I love the way he plays out there. He's just long and he can just, you know, get his hands in passing lanes. You know, you can go down the list. Sure, Luka's not, but Jalen Brunson, he's a handful. Then, you know, there are certain people you can take advantage of. Like Davis Bertans is somebody the Warriors should absolutely target anytime he's on the court. One thing I do have a question for you about, and by the way, that was just in reference to the Warriors commit so many turnovers, it's mind blowing. So that was that reference, but
you cannot talk about the Warriors without talking about turnovers.
Exactly. Last time's Waiakea Hawaiian volcanic water impact player, Kevon Looney. How do you think he factors in? Because remember just last series, Monty, we were like, I don't know if it's a series for him. And then it became a series for him. Right. In this case, do you think because maybe Dwight Powell doesn't really shoot from the outside, maybe he can be out there a little bit more? What do you think?
I would think they might start Looney in game one, but this is a series where you can be sort of flexible. You have to be because Dallas likes to play small a lot.
Right.
And the question will be, I think ultimately the question will be which team plays small better than the other.
Yeah.
And I think that's going to be it because when Dwight Powell's out there, Dwight Powell's not playing 35 minutes.
Right.
You know, they're mixing in guys like Kleba and Bertans and other guys that got there to stretch the floor. So, but I would think that Loon will have he will have opportunities to play. He won't be playing, you know, 5 minutes and 2 minutes. I would think that at least to start, they'll have him out there, because Dallas is also not a team that does a lot of running.
Right.
They prefer deliberate pace. You know, they like Luka to get in the half court and figure things out from there. And if you're the Warriors, you're saying, well, that's Looney's his thing. He's not going to do a lot of running either. So I would think, yeah, they would start with him. And I don't know if he'll be playing 35 minutes. I don't think he will. Like he did in game 6 against the Grizzlies. But, yeah, I don't think they'll need him to grab 22 rebounds either. So, yeah, he'll fit in, but it'll be at a diminished capacity compared to what he did in game 7, which was for Looney, which was career-high stuff. Exactly. Minutes and rebounds. So,
I completely agree with you, and I do think Looney has a role in this. But Kleba is somebody, when they go to him at the five, he's somebody that just stands on the outside and shoots. He doesn't come in. Bertans, if they go to him at the five, he stands on the outsides and shoots. The one thing I will say is this: it's funny because we're talking about both teams going small. Really, at the end of the day, a lot of it's going to come down to who hits your open threes, hits your open corner threes, right? That's where Dallas exposed the Warriors in the regular season. It was the corner threes. They just absolutely, you could put Kleba out there. You could put, you know, Dinwiddie was hitting things. If Kleba and Dinwiddie keep on hitting their threes and Dorian Finney-Smith and these guys, like, it's going to be a long, long series, if not the end of the Warriors, if these guys consistently are hitting threes, because all the attention goes to Luka. He kicks it out and the Warriors will have to scramble, right? So, right. Luka, as you said, is going to target Jordan Poole. He's going to target Steph Curry. And probably the Warriors will send help. And that's how it's going to happen. They're going to collapse. Then all of a sudden, either Kleba will be straight on or corner pocket. Dinwiddie's going to run off. Brunson didn't shoot threes. Bertans is lights out from three. So that is where a lot of this is going to land, is just small ball and hitting threes. It's the new age of basketball that we're about to see, and switchability defensively. And the team that can hit their open threes and can defend a little bit out there is probably the one that has a chance of winning. But one thing more, Monty, against Memphis, the Warriors did an incredible job of rebounding, right? Because they knew how good Memphis was. Dallas is not the same rebounding team. So the Warriors, if they played like that, could take a huge advantage rebounding. You just can't play down to the level of their rebounding. You got to keep that mindset like it's Dallas. I mean, like it's Memphis.
I think, you know, during the regular season, I noticed this, and I'm sure you did too, is that it was astonishing at times the number of open corner threes the Warriors would allow.
Yep.
Guys were late, if at all, closing out. And, you know, a lot of guys in the NBA, that's the one shot they can take and make. And the Warriors, there were so many games, I'm thinking, they're going to give this guy an open corner two or three times in the same quarter? What are they doing? And so I'm going to guess that, yeah, Mike Brown and Ron Adams and the whole defensive coaching staff will be like, guys, no corner threes, okay? Make them shoot other threes, fine. No corner threes, because, you know, Finney-Smith wants to lurk in the corner. Kleba can shoot it in other places, but he wants to be in the corner.
Yep.
Bertans likes to shoot it from the top. And Dinwiddie, same way. He likes to shoot it from the top or the corners. But if they give up corner threes in this series, it'll be a reversion to the defense they played too often in the regular season that killed them in too many games.
Yeah.
I think the Warriors' level of focus and attention to detail is higher than it was in February. And I think that is going to be a key. You're right. That's going to be a key. If they can limit the number of open threes, because you can't expect those guys to shoot 20% from three. So they can limit those. I think they'll be in pretty good shape, because you then force somebody else to beat you or force Dallas to work into the paint or something like that. They have to try to figure out a way to score.
Yeah.
Don't make it easy for them.
It's also, you know, it's kind of funny. It's almost good for the Warriors that they face two different Memphis teams during this last series, because they got a dose of different schemes and athleticism and switchability from a defense. And the Warriors really struggled to shoot the ball. And they had one game where they went off, but they had difficulties and even missing open shots too, right? So You can't do that against Dallas, but maybe the best thing that could have happened to the Warriors is playing terribly, or not terribly, okay enough to win the series against Memphis. Maybe they needed that to kind of readjust the way they're doing things.
Win a Lexus, cash, and more this month at Graton Resort and Casino. Play to enter the $300,000 Drive Away in Luxury Lexus and Cash giveaway on May 27th, where you could win a Lexus. Plus, more ways to win than anywhere else. Multiplier Wednesdays get up to 7 times the points. Thursdays turn points into slot play. And win up to $15,000 in the Good Fortune slot tournaments. Learn more at GratonResortCasino.com. Complete rules available at the Rewards Center.
This Dallas team, they're scrappy, and they'll do what they need to do to win. They shoot a ton of threes, but if you look at it, the only three guys that go inside are Luka, of course. Brunson loves going to the hoop and loves muscling up down there. And Dinwiddie will attack, right? So those are your three guards that will be the ones going to the hoop. The other guys don't go near the hoop. I mean, Dwight Powell will be a lob threat. But otherwise, the other guys kind of just stay far away, right? Mm-hmm. So you're going to have to readjust the way you defend based on that. And finally, Monty, the Warriors need to attack the rim this series.
Yes.
They need to attack the rim this series. This is the series of all series.
Yes.
To go at the rim, because Kleba is not this big rim protector. Luka,
they go small. Boban is their rim protector.
Exactly. So it's going to be Jordan Poole that will just try to have to, if he gets by his first defender, just attack, right? Try to draw fouls, try to get these guys moving. That's the one thing that maybe, you know, what Chris Paul did to the Mavs early in the series, and then he tailed off. It's a lot to ask Jordan Poole to be Chris Paul, but Jordan might just have to live in that mid-range to attack mode and help the Warriors just spread things out a little bit, Monty.
Yeah, I do believe that the Warriors' small unit can give the Dallas defense a real test, because you've got Steph and Jordan out there, and both of those guys can create. Both of those guys are willing to go into the paint. Steph, because his three ball has not been where he wants it to be, has been willing to go into the paint. I mean, almost eager, you know, to get there, because it gets him to the line too. So I want to see how Dallas defends the small lineup, because when you have Jordan and Steph out there, somebody's got to guard both of them.
Yep.
And somebody has to guard Clay, you know, and if you leave Wiggins alone in the corner, you know, so this is going to be a different test than Phoenix, because Phoenix, when you get past Paul and Booker, then the guy you look at, you say you got Bridges and Crowder. I'm going to take as shooters Wiggins and Clay
Thompson
over Bridges and Crowder. Okay. Right. So that's why I think it's going to be a much tougher test for Dallas's defense. I mean, they've done a terrific job of defending this all season, a top 10 defense, which Dallas is usually a bottom 10 defense. That's routine every year.
Yep.
So they've changed some things there, but this is going to be a test for them. That's why I think this series, the amount of mystery, you know, with Phoenix, you kind of knew what was going to, you know, that played out. Okay. You know, Steph and Chris Paul and Clay and Book, you know, but this, there's an element of mystery there, because Dallas kind of came almost from nowhere, even though they had the second best record in the NBA after January 1st.
Yep.
So this is going to be a tough series. Very easy to go 7 games.
I'm so excited for the series. I really am. I would have been very excited about Suns, because we've been waiting for that matchup all year. But you're right. This brings a whole different level of strategy, and it'll be interesting game to game, the adjustments made in this one. Finally, the one other guy that needs to attack the rim is Draymond Green. He's going to have opportunities. He needs to attack the rim, because I loved that he was doing it against the bigs of Memphis, Jaren Jackson, Steven Adams. He was going at them. If he can go at them, go at Kleba and Dwight Powell. I promise you, it will be less resistance going there. Monty, I might as well just put you on the spot. What is your prediction?
Uh-oh. Oh, boy. Okay, I'm going to go 7 games. Now you want a winner, don't you? Of course. You want a winner. 7 games. I'm going to go with the Warriors. And the reason why is because, you know, they were able to win some games on savvy and know-how against Memphis. And I think they have the edge in that area again in this series. Dallas has not been to the Western Conference Finals since Dirk left. And so it's been a while. And I don't, as much as I like Luka and Dinwiddie and what Brunson has done, I just think that the Warriors can find ways to win a couple of close games. And I put it this way, if the Warriors win the first two games at home, if they win convincingly either one of those games, then it might not even go six. But I do think, you know, that would mean if they figured out some things, which against Dallas is what you're trying to do. And you saw what happened with Phoenix. So it's going to be tough. But, yeah, I'm going to go Warriors in seven. It's going to be, again, the mystery element is high in this series.
I think it's going to be a very tough series. I'm actually going to go Warriors in six. I think they win in Dallas in the end. Because game six Warriors, they just lock in for some reason. Kevon averages like 22 rebounds a game when he starts game sixes. I have to go back on that stat to look. I think if the Warriors get into a 3-2 situation, I could see them locking in Dallas, even though it's super hard to win there. So I'm just, obviously, I could see it going seven. I could see the mystery in this series is fun.
Yeah.
One thing we do know is Dallas is red hot and they're playing so well. So it's going to be just, we'll see which Warriors team shows up. Right. So I'm excited for this one, Monty. I truly am. And
yeah, same here.
Let's not forget that. Yes, they ran into the Blazers 1 year back in the KD time and it didn't matter that they're in their way at the Western Conference Finals, but the Rockets in the Western Conference Finals against the Warriors really put up some major fights. And that was when KD and them were elite, right?
Yeah.
I'm not saying this Dallas team is the Houston Rockets. What I'm saying is don't get your, like, the arrogance of thinking, well, the Warriors, it's just the Dallas Mavericks or the four seed. No. Western Conference Finals are hard. They are hard. So we'll see. Monty, it's going to be a fun one. I'm excited to talk to you after all these games and break all these down. It's going to be real good. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. This was your Western Conference Finals preview. I'm Grant Liffman. That is Monty Poole. This is Dub Sock presented by Wendy's Breakfast. Have a wonderful rest of your day, afternoon, morning, evening. I don't know, wherever you are.